All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined with Beck Lover once again. We're going to be talking a little bit about the alien deception, the coming demonic alien deception. I have L.A. Marzulli coming on, who's the leading expert in this, who has a 10-part series discussing this stuff. And, folks, we're getting close. I mean, we're getting really close. Everything is transpiring the way it has been written in the Bible, the way other peoples have predicted this. You got a lot of new age people jumping on board with this now. They're pushing this agenda. They're really making it clear on where they stand. They are leading you astray, in my opinion. I'm sure you believe the same thing, Beck. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Beck, thanks for joining me, man.
You know, it's an important subject to get out there. There's a lot of characters appearing on the world stage right now. They're going on shows like... Yeah, they're going on shows like Joe Rogan, Andrew Schultz, Valuetainment. You have a guy by the name of Bill Carson. Okay. You have Terrence Howard making a lot of these wild claims. And we've covered a little bit of this, but I think we're going to go a little deeper into this on this episode of how there is truly an agenda to convince humanity that they were created by aliens and not by God.
Well,
and
what I've said makes this. You, but remember, they spent over a decade on ancient aliens convincing the public of this. So they've been hard at work at this.
And
they're disguising it as the Great Awakening. They're saying this is the Great Awakening, and they're taking that and they're repackaging it as that. But first, folks, before we get started into this, get your gut cleanse protocol, baby. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid, like everything else, for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide daily. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which ones are not, and which ones contain this hidden potential toxin. So if you go find yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino, that's gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. Click on the link below, folks. Get started. Know what to eat. Know what not to eat. It's very informative. I'm on it. I'm losing weight. I'm feeling good. Everything, dude, everything we've ever learned is garbage. Do you know that? You realize that? Since kinder on, I mean, you need to know the math. You need to, and even math, the universal language, everything, the most powerful numbers are 3, 6, 9. And they have us believing, I mean, dude, I can go all day. This is a whole nother subject, but everything has been misconstrued and packaged to us as a lie since we're kids. And we're just now finding out about it. But they're very clever. They're very clever. Because those of us who are awakening to this, they're reinventing it now. They're starting to reinvent it and shift it into something else and give it to the people, like what you were just saying right now, alien, the big alien deception. But this is a big one. This is a huge one.
What you need to understand, if you're someone that believes in God, whether you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, is to understand the enemy, to understand the species of the devil, of Satan. May he be cursed. May he be far from us. He's our enemy. He's humanity's enemy. And what you need to understand is that you got to think in terms of generations when we're talking about that enemy. They're very patient. You got to remember, the devil witnessed the creation of Adam. He saw God carving Adam. He saw, right? He declared war on us before we were even alive up in the heavens, okay? They have longer lifespans than we do. They have different powers than we do, but we also have powers that they don't have. But the point is, we have to think in terms of generations. And I think this is why God shortened humanity's lifespan. You know, they talk about evolution. No, we de-evolved, Nino. When we look and we think about Noah, peace and blessings be upon Noah of the Ark. Noah of the Ark is a prophet in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. He lived to be 950 years, Nino. Okay? Based on Christian and Muslim perspectives, Adam, the first human being ever created, one of my children's name after him, so my kids will remember. It's important to kid the names that we give our children, Nino. It's very important psychologically. What are you naming your children after? Who are you naming your children after? Are you naming your children after messengers of God, prophets of God? You know, Moses, Noah. These are amazing names to give a child. And when they ask you,
names have powerful meaning.
Dad, why am I named Noah? Well, Dad, Noah was one of God's workers. He did this. He did. So there's a subconscious there. It's very important to feed that. And for example, if you name your child something like war, or, you know, there's some cultures where they name their kids these names, right? It messes with the psyche. Psychologically, they're like, my name is war. I need to always, like, and you don't realize the effect just the name has on you, let alone the words you speak and the words you allow into your mind. And I don't want to get off the track here, but humanity has de-evolved. And it wasn't because aliens came down like Bill Carson, and we're going to call him out by name. Bill Carson, he's making the rounds on social media, and he's a part of this New Age agenda, which started with Aleister Crowley almost 100 years ago when they were doing demonic rituals, which many of the elites are involved in. Okay? We know in the Christian and Muslim perspective, towards the end of time, you know, I strongly believe in, you know, I don't know if they figured it out. I think they have. I think they figured out a way to open a portal between the demonic dimension and ours.
I think it's CERN. I think you could do that. I think you could do it in rituals, ceremonies, things of that nature.
But on a massive level.
I think it could be CERN.
On a massive level. Yes, can the demonic realm, remember, they live in a parallel dimension. They're on Earth. They've been on Earth long before us, Nino. I've said it on your show in the past. I've said this to you on my show. It was, you know, the first time you came on my show a few years ago. And I said the greatest deception the devil ever did was to convince humanity, not that he doesn't exist, but that he's an alien. I believe through these rituals and through all this stuff, they've come up with a plan to convince humanity that they were created by aliens and not God. The only objective of the demonic realm is to take people away from God by any means necessary. And what I was saying earlier is we have to think generationally. The devil and his species have longer lifespans than we do. They follow us. They hear us. They travel faster than we can comprehend. We know this through Solomon, the prophet Solomon, who's also in all three religions. Solomon's power was to control the dimension of light, which is our dimension, and the demonic dimension. They did his bidding because God gave him that power. What's important is that's also where the obsession with Solomon comes. When you look at their rituals with the two pillars of Solomon, the checkered boards symbolizing the dimensions of darkness and light crossing. And this is their objective, to get the power of Solomon. So as they've been doing this for generations, some believe it started with the Knights of Templar when they raided Jerusalem and they went under, you know, the Temple Mount. They found the manuscripts. There was a lot of witchcraft during the time of Solomon, black magic. You have to believe in black magic if you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And all of this is related. And I want to try to make it as simple as possible for everyone that's watching your show to understand. This has been methodical. You must study the life of Aleister Crowley. You have to study the life of Aleister Crowley to realize how you get a Bill Carson.
He's a Terrence. Like, he's like the godfather.
He's the poster boy.
Aleister Crowley, all roads lead to him. Absolutely.
Okay. If that's the starting point in this country.
Didn't Aleister Crowley, he was the one that summoned in a gray alien, correct?
It wasn't a gray, though, man. He never called an alien. He called these things gods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They were doing rituals with sex magic. God knows what else they did that maybe we don't even know about. I mean, when you read their lives and you study Jack Parsons and you study L. Ron Hubbard, okay, what does their religion say? That we were created by aliens or volcanoes, right? Scientologists. It's all this is. And then that started the New Age movement of the 60s and the 70s with the hippies and all that stuff. And now we've graduated to ancient aliens and the Anunnaki and the fuck. It's a joke. bro.
And manifest. None of it. You can manifest
you
everything.
You can manifest means that you are saying that you're God.
Right.
Human beings
are
do
your
not,
own gods.
We don't create anything. We create with the material of the creator. Meaning, even your imagination was given to you by God. Meaning, he gave you the ability to imagine, the ability to dream, but you materially, materialistically, what can we create? I can't make a fly appear. I can't make a brick appear. I have to take mud that God created and form it with water and let it dry. I have to form the material that he created. What are we really creating? Except ideas. But even that, if he created you, he gave you the mind to imagine. So to say we manifest or to say the law of attraction, first of all, it's not a law. The law of attraction is not a law. Because they believe by positive thinking and being positive, yeah, that only positive can happen and you attract this stuff into your life. Well, I'll give you an analogy. Let's say you lived in Syria right before all hell broke loose, or Iraq, and you were the most positive Iraqi in the world. You didn't do anything wrong. You're always happy. And right. And then all of a sudden the war breaks out. You didn't attract the war. You didn't attract that. I didn't attract losing the most important person in my life. I didn't attract 9/11 when I was in the World Trade Center. That wasn't even on my mind. I was as happy
or,
as
or
could
a
be.
Baby, an infant going through the windshield of a car in a car accident. I mean,
exactly.
There's, I mean, yeah, there's things.
So how
you
could you
explain.
Call it a law?
Right.
Because they want humans to think that they're gods and
egos.
That they can be gods. It's the same trick that the devil played on Adam.
And what's
it's the
same biggest?
Trick.
What's the biggest? What is the biggest in my mind pandemic or epidemic that's flooding social media right now? Narcissism. It's narcissism. Everybody is a narcissist.
Weapons of mass envy.
Yeah.
We throw it in each other's faces. And I truly believe the masses are under what I will call a plague of evil eye syndrome. The evil eye is a real phenomenon in the Abrahamic faiths, where if you're constantly... Are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They're constantly
bringing up your boy Bill.
Yeah, they're constantly, you know, we're showing off these blessings that God gives us. We don't give credit to the creator. We think it's all me, 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 me. Oh, I worked hard. I this, I that. There is such an element to life that even with free will, your trajectory, you had nothing to do with. So, for example, where you were born, to who you were born, when you were born, to what nationality or race you were born, to if your family had money or not, when you, there's a million different things that you have no control over. So I've always said the game board of life is rigged. How you respond to the events that happen to you, and many of them are things you never wanted or attracted, like being in a war, being in the, you know, during,
yeah,
nine,
but a lot of these new age people will say you chose that in the spiritual realm. You get what I'm saying? They'll say that they, oh no, 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 no. You willed that. You came into this life to learn certain things in this reality. You know, when you look at Bill Carson, you know, we've seen Terrence Howard on Joe Rogan. We've seen a lot of people on Joe Rogan.
They need to bring me and you on Joe Rogan, bro.
You know, but a lot of this is new age. A lot of it is pushing this new age agenda,
reinvented.
It fits right into the alien deception, the demonic alien deception. And so we're going a different way with this, and we're warning people, and we're saying, hey, really be careful who you listen to here. We're giving you the warning. I'm going to play a little bit of Bill Carson here, and I'll pause it along the way so we can interrupt it and kind of commentate through it. But this is who Bill Carson is. This is another one, just like Terrence Howard and like many others, like the Scientologists, all of them that are pushing
Stephen
this
Greer.
Kind of,
let's call so, him out too.
Yeah,
let's call
yeah.
him out too.
Yeah, yeah, Stephen Greer's. I mean, all these guys are going to be the door openers for what's coming. And that's why I'm really appreciative to have people on like Joe Jordan, yourself. I'm going to be having L.A. Marzulli on. They are taking a different – they're actually sidestepping this, and they go, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. We know what they're doing here.
Even so, Tucker, right? Tucker finally caught up.
Yeah, yeah. Tucker
years.
Doesn't Tucker
He's
say
like, this is not alien. This is spiritual. Right. And what I can tell you is – I've said it before you play the clip. I truly believe that we will see aliens, brother. Not the way we thought, Project Bluebeam, stage, this, that. No, I think we're going to see demonic entities that are going to try to make us think they're aliens, or that they've cured death and we no longer have to die. And you're going to see a demonic manifestation of someone that died in your family 30 years ago because they can mimic them. Remember, yeah. they are the shapeshifters. Yeah. The devil is a shapeshifter. He shifted amongst the children of Cain. That's how he created music on earth. He showed them how to make music by shapeshifting into a man. So imagine if there's a portal where they can come into this dimension fully. And one of my theories might be this, and I'm going to leave it here because he talks about, Billy Carson talks about the ancient Egyptians and the way they built this stuff. Well, guess what? The demonic realm, they were able to go up to the heavens. The devil used to go back and forth between earth and heaven until he was cast down once and for all. There's definitely a firmament between the creator and our universe. But their species seems to have powers that we don't. They're able to do things we can't do. And what's Correct. Interesting is I'm thinking, one of my theories was, we know Solomon used the demonic realm to build the temple. This is a fact. He had them diving into the oceans, to the deepest depths of the oceans that even now we have a hard time getting to. And they would bring back pearls the size of softballs. And they would do it in milliseconds, David Nino Rodriguez. This is, you got to put it all together. Aleister Crowley, study the life of Solomon using the Christian, Jewish, and Muslim perspective, because it's pretty similar, of what his powers were. And when you understand all of that, then you understand that they're in a parallel dimension. They have different powers than we do. They have longer lifespans than we do. We used to live longer, but for some reason, after the Great Flood, which us God-believing people believe was Noah's time, right? Mm. Every ancient civilization that Billy wants to talk about, Billy Boy, Bill Carson, yes, of course they all have that story. That story happened. It's a fact. It's on all these ancient, you know, cultures. But one of my theories, Nino, maybe the Great Pyramids were actually built by the demonic realm because Pharaoh, may he be cursed, the most hated human being to ever live on this planet by God because of his arrogance. We know they practice black magic. You can see this in the movie Ten Commandments also, but obviously it's not as great detail as being there during his time. All of these pagan gods are reincarnations that were inspired to make human beings worship the demonic realm so they could say, look, you see God? Because the devil wanted to show God why Adam and his children, us, would be ungrateful, and you think they're so good. And I'm going to show you that they're not good, and I'm going to attack them from the front and from the back and from the left and from the right, and I'm going to deceive them, and I'm going to show you how ungrateful they are. You think we're bad? Because remember, that's a different species, and not all of them are bad. They have free will, too, but that's different right, in the but Christian perspective.
My theory on this is the veil is so thin. I think we live in blended realities, okay?
I think they've penetrated already.
Yeah, they reside in a different frequency. And it's just like the old car stereos, the old car radios where you used to turn the FM or AM dial and it'd go...
So check
and
this.
You'd get into a different... Hold on, but you'd get into a different frequency. I think that's how they interact with us. I think they're able to change frequencies, change dimensions like that.
Absolutely.
Just like the tune of a radio and enter our dimension. And we're not able to do those things. We're not even able to understand those things. So they're able to fool us and pretend that they are gods. And the biggest fooling of all is telling us that we are our own gods. That's how we turn our back on God.
That's the greatest insult to God, right? I created myself. I saw an amazing meme yesterday. It made me laugh. It showed a robot, you know, AI. And there was like a picture of a vacuum going, I must have evolved from a vacuum. Like the robot was saying, I evolved from a vacuum cleaner. Getting back to the point, you know, I truly believe during Pharaoh's time, we know that they practiced the arts. We know they worshiped the demonic gods. That's why the hieroglyphics are the same. They say the Anunnaki. No. Why would the devil and his species change their deception? If it worked on one civilization, they used it on the next. Their whole goal is to lead you astray, to lead you away from God.
Yeah, they don't care what direction they take you, just as long as they lead you away. They just lead you away from source.
Exactly. So that's how these different civilizations, the Mayans, the this, the that, have similar gods, because if it worked on one, it worked on the other. And if you notice, history repeats itself. The same sicknesses of humanity. We are going through right now the end of the Roman Empire. We have the same sicknesses, the same disgusting behavior, the same, you know, sexual perversion, stuff, everything. Okay. Exactly like them. That shows you this pattern. And they know our patterns because they know us since the day we were created. They've studied us. They watch us. They know how to feed on us. They know how to deceive us. And what I think is those pyramids, Nino, either A, Pharaoh and his kind through black magic may have gotten knowledge from the jinn or the demonic realm, as it's called in English, to create those pyramids, or B, those pyramids were created by the demonic realm. And maybe once Adam was cast down from heaven, when he fell from grace, right? He ate the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the demonic realm, God locked them into a different dimension. So maybe some of these civilizations that we can't explain how this stuff was built was actually built by the demonic realm when they were on Earth. Remember, they were on Earth before us, Nino. They may have built these civilizations, and then once humanity came on the Earth, maybe God locked them into a different dimension.
This is a very alternate perspective on this. See, what we're doing here is trying to clarify for the people, mainly the New Age people out there, that are really taking this hook, line, and sinker. And they got to be very, and see, what we're trying to do here is clarify to them, like, hey, wait a second. Don't step off that ledge, right, Beck? I mean, we're trying to make it very known here. Don't step off that ledge. I'm going to play a little bit of his video here just so people can get a taste of him.
Deceiver.
And understand who this guy is. And he's just one of many that I believe are ushering this in right now.
To 32. Where was he? Where was Jesus from the age of 12 to 32? Where was he? Where was he? Where was Jesus from the age of 12 to 32? Somebody type it in the comment box. Where was he? Where did he exist? Where was he? Where was he located on this planet from age of 12? Name me the exact countries he went to. Somebody said Jewish carpenter. Good job, Michael. Okay, thanks, Chris. He was in Egypt. Somebody got some knowledge. He was in Egypt. At 12, he went to Egypt to an area called Coptic Cairo, with a C, C-O-P-T-I-C, Coptic Cairo, where the cross already long existed, long before Christianity even came into existence. Jesus was not a Christian because Christianity didn't exist. Christ consciousness existed, and there had been many Christs that had walked the planet long before Yeshua, because his name isn't Jesus. I'm only saying Jesus to make...
And then, folks, Beck here. Beck, you are a Muslim, correct?
I am a Muslim, yes, brother.
And you still find offense to this?
Jesus Christ, how we say it in English, peace be upon him, is one of the most important people to have ever existed on the face of the planet. His mother, the Virgin Mary, she was a virgin. Every Muslim believes that. Every Christian believes that. That's half a billion people, half the world, I'm sorry, half the world believes in that. We all believe he's the Messiah, which means the chosen one.
So then you would be a Christian, Beck.
There's a separating line there, brother, which we can go into on one episode if you want to, but we just don't believe in divinity of him. And I explained this on one of your other episodes. We believe in his life. We believe in his miracles. We believe he was sent down by God specifically. And when he was here on earth, his mission was to get the Israelites back on the true path of God. If you study their history, they continuously rebelled. They built the calf. They played games when God told them to sacrifice.
So do you believe he's the Messiah?
The Messiah means the chosen one. It does not mean divine. Christos is a translation in Greek.
I think Christians believe he is divine.
Yeah, Christians believe he's either the son of God or God.
So that's
himself.
Where you draw the line.
We believe that God has always been one. He's not a part of a trinity.
The Christians are going to have...
That's the only difference between a Christian and a Muslim. It's a big difference because based on your faith and our faith, it's salvation one way or the other.
I believe in the divinity of Christ, I'm a Christian. But that's the difference between you and me, and we're still having this conversation.
It's a huge difference as far as salvation.
More so he was a prophet, not so much the Messiah?
No, he was a prophet with a very special mission. He's called by name in the Quran. His name is Al-Masih. Masih meaning the Messiah in Arabic. That's the word. It's a cognate of the word in Hebrew.
Okay.
And the Antichrist in Arabic
is but let me just say what's
Al-Masih al-Dajjal, meaning the false Messiah.
But what's important here, folks, is that although we have our differences, Beck and myself, we both agree in the coming alien, this demonic deception that is coming. We both agree on this, correct, Beck?
I believe 100%, 99%, because only God knows the future. We always have to leave that 1% because then we're arrogant. Then we're like these people. Only God has all wisdom, all truth. Only God knows the future exactly. We predict and we ask him to forgive us because we start in his name, bro. And we're just trying to wake people up because it does not make sense.
All right, so you have your beliefs in who Jesus Christ is. This man's belief is he believes Jesus Christ was an alien, correct? Let's just cut through the...
Basically, yeah, that's what he's trying to say. I mean,
right here, this video says they lied to us.
And in a nutshell,
okay.
In a nutshell, David,
so we don't have to go through the whole video here.
But he basically believes humanity was basically created and then restructured and reprogrammed with DNA from advanced alien civilizations. At one point, we were just created by them to mine gold. And
why the Anunnaki.
Yeah, why do they need an advance? Why do they need to come to Earth to get gold if they're so advanced? There's millions of planets, supposedly. Like really? Like,
and then create a species to be a slave species to just mine the gold for them.
And then just abandon us here. Really?
Right. So that's basically Bill Carson in a nutshell, correct?
Basically, it looks like that movie Prometheus. Like, I mean, that's basically what it sounds like. You remember the movie was like the predecessor to Alien?
Right.
There was like those superhumans. I mean, that's basically what that's all based upon. The bottom line is this. Why in the last 100 years, since Aleister Crowley, since L. Ron Hubbard, Jack Parsons, who admitted they did occult rituals, they were doing black magic. We've seen our elites practicing these types of arts. Black magic is real, my friends. Black magic is real because the demonic realm is real. Solomon, the obsession with Solomon and his powers, that's what they're after. That's what they want. They want the crossing of dimensions. Solomon was the only prophet that controlled both dimensions. That was his gift. That was his power. Moses had the rod. Jesus brought people back from the dead. He walked on water. He formed a pigeon out of clay and blew a spirit into it, right? He had his power.
Right, so here's where I'm going with this.
Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets. Go ahead.
When people start coming out and claiming Jesus was alien, that's setting the stage for the coming Antichrist, because what I see coming here is some kind of, obviously we're in the midst of a World War III. There's a lot of conflict around the planet right now, and we know that they're getting ready to usher in this Antichrist, and I think it's going to have to do with the alien card that they're going to play. And if they can say that Jesus Christ was an alien, how easy will it be once they start putting that in our mindset, start planting those seeds? And I'm not even saying Bill Carson is wittingly. He may really believe this. He probably really does. But it's no different than Aleister Crowley. And when this happens, the Antichrist will be, he'll look just like us maybe. He'll have human
He's going to be a man, you know. He's
right,
going to
okay.
be a man.
But they're going to say we are from aliens. And the Antichrist is from this lineage, whatever it is. And that's how they'll usher this in. They'll come here to be our saviors.
There's one of two ways.
Or
there's one of two ways. Or maybe you have the third. One of two ways I believe they could pull something like that off. A is they come as evil, right? And chaos. And then this being appears and says, I'm going to save you guys. Or B, they come as friends because they're trying to make it look like they're superior and they're amazing and they made us. They come as our saviors and say,
listen, save us from ourselves.
We cured death. Look, yeah. Here's your grandmother. Look, this is your grandmother. Meanwhile, it's a shape-shifting demon who looks just like your grandmother, can mimic her voice, has some of her memories because they follow us when we're alive, Nino. That's why when you have that fortune teller, this is why it's forbidden to go to fortune tellers, to check your horoscope. If you're watching this show and you call yourself a Christian and you're looking at horoscopes, you're not following Christianity. That respect and that knowledge only belongs to the Creator. And when you seek your horoscope or you play with the Ouija board or you do any of these things, you cut yourself off from God. It definitely cuts yourself off from Him. But they go a step above that. They do things that defile the soul, to show loyalty to the demonic realm. whether it be through children, whether it be through things that are immorally completely the opposite of what any God-fearing person should be. That's why society is backwards. That's why we have to sit here and have a discussion about what a man or a woman
well,
is.
Well, now that you're really? Now that you're on that subject, I'm going to play this real quick. This is Danica Patrick, I think her name, yeah, the race car driver, Danica Patrick. She has her own show, and she's really jumping in bed. She's really jumping on board with this. Jumping in bed. Like,
she's one of them
that.
Too?
Yeah, well, yeah, look, watch this. So she has this girl on talking about how she remote viewed the reptilians. And then Danica's taking this, seems to me, very serious. I'm going to play it a little bit here, and then we'll commentate in between here.
From what I've channeled and remote viewed, it is a group of individuals who are fighting to contain the information, fighting to contain the awakening, fighting to suppress the people, fighting mm-hmm. to create more fear because mm-hmm. they just want control. They don't.
And so she's talking about the Galactic Federation. She's talking about the reptilians. She's saying she knows this. How? Because she channeled it. She remote viewed it.
Care about money. Money mm-hmm. is something that they've created, right, to control us. And our population is at a certain point where we're uncontrollable. The majority of this group of individuals is reptilian. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say that not all reptilians are bad, right? Mm-hmm. We do have good reptilians, just like we have good and bad.
How does she know this? How would she even? This is she
watched the movie They Live with Rowdy Piper.
Okay, that's what she know this? She channeled it, but exactly going back to what you were saying, Beck.
Well, listen, Aleister Crowley.
And they
right?
believe that, you know, this planet is rightfully theirs because they're the ones who were here long before humans were. It's
that goes with what you said, though.
They even got the pictures, bro. Listen, you know, when you study the life of Aleister Crowley, he went to the Great Pyramid of Giza. He was doing... studying the black magic, the arts, the Kabbalah, the this, the that, all that stuff, okay? He goes back to California, starts his little communities, makes friends, the Hollywood, the elite, the this, the that. Today's version of that is Abramovich, that witch, that evil witch. You know what I'm talking about?
The
spirit cooking, okay? This stuff is real, folks. Spells are real. Black magic's real. Opening yourself up to the demonic realm to be possessed is real. Performing these things is real. There are people. Why do you think they dress up the way they do when they go to the Grove, brother? Why do you think they're in cloaks in front of stone altars? And even AJ couldn't confirm, but you could hear someone screaming in that video, man. When they put that fire, the creation of care or whatever it's called, you can hear someone screaming. Man.
Cremation no one can, of care.
Yeah. My whole point is this. Why are the most powerful people in the world dressing up like that? Let's just start there. That's a real video.
Let's play a little bit of this and let's see where this guy goes with it.
Just be one of the most interesting men who ever lived. He was a self-proclaimed magician, scholar, writer, and even an undercover spy. He was known as the Great Beast 666 because some believe that he was the Antichrist written about in the Book of Revelation. Others believe that he was a genius and a visionary, and that the world would not be the same if it wasn't for his teachings. Well, today we're going to talk about the life of this legendary figure, and you yourself can decide if he truly was the wickedest man alive.
Obviously, there's a huge stigma with this guy. Most elites today follow this man, correct?
They do. And if you notice in some of the pictures, he has a pyramid on his hat with the symbol of the one eye. And in Islam, the symbol of the Antichrist is the one eye. The Prophet Muhammad was quoted as saying, "I shall tell you one sign of the Antichrist that no other messenger has told the world, because I'm the last messenger." And his symbol is he shall have one eye, but God does not have one eye. Because remember, people are going to worship the Antichrist as if he's God. Now, I'm asking you, Nino, why do they all do this? Mm-hmm. Why is that the symbol? Why does this guy have one eye on his hat 100 years ago? The eye of Ra, it's on our dollar. The eye of Ra, worshiping the sun God. Okay? It all goes back. What is happening right now, and we can't even say it on this. We can't even say it. I can't even say it publicly.
I know.
We spoke about this off camera. What has happened is the second Pharaoh is going to appear, meaning Pharaoh said on earth, I am God. He saw God's miracles and still denied God and told his people, if you worship the God of Moses, I'm going to crucify you. His own magicians, Okay, again, going back to magic, this all ties into him. His own magicians, when Moses came with the rod and said, let the Israelites go, I represent the God of Abraham, the only God that created the whole universe. He said, oh, you're a magician, I got my magicians. And they came out. His sorcerers came out. This is in the Bible. This is in the Torah. This is in the Quran. They threw down their rods and they turned into snakes in front of everyone's eyes. Then Moses threw his rod, peace be upon him. He threw his rod down and his turned into a snake and ate the other snakes. And this is also in the movie Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. That happened, right? So we know that Pharaoh's people were working with black magic, which means you were worshiping the demonic realm, which is why one of my theories of how some of these pyramids may have been created, because I don't think the Israelites built them. I really don't. They built all the stuff around it. Was either A, they had knowledge through the demonic realm how to do that, or they helped them do it by worshiping them, or B, they were created before the Egyptians even occupied that part of the world. And maybe what happened was God locked them into a different dimension once Adam fell. So yeah, they were.
Now, this is all theory. This
is one of my theories. Just how they have their nonsense, okay, using the Abrahamic faiths as my guide, going deeper in a subject I've studied my whole life that all my teachers got mad at me, even Muslim scholars, like, why do you focus on end times? Why do you always study this stuff? They told me I shouldn't even be studying this stuff. But something in my heart always told me I need to pay attention because I always felt like we were in the end of time. And from the 90s when I started studying, like 95, 96 to now, I cannot believe how much has happened based on the Christian perspective, based on the Muslim perspective. And a lot of the Christian and Muslim perspective coincide, meaning we both believe in Christ. We believe he will return. But we believe before he returns, the world is in complete, utter chaos, complete degeneration. We're talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, part two. We're right. Talking destruction of the family unit, godless world, people literally fornicating in public, which is
happening now.
It's happening anyway. But it's only going to continue to get worse, Nino. And that's what I said earlier in this episode, to understand the demonic realm, how they have led humanity astray time after time, whether it was the Mayans, whether it was this one or that, to get human beings to worship them.
You know, on a
this
side
whole
note
alien
here,
agenda, and I'm going to shut my mouth, this whole alien agenda could be set up so that we worship, just like the Mayans, just like Pharaoh, these gods. They are setting the game board again to deceive humanity.
And destroy
one last
our morality
time.
Because when I just went to a bar, I'm not going to say which bar, but in Scottsdale, and I remember just 10 years ago, this would never happen. And I just went... last year, just popped in and just to see what the scene was like, see how much has changed. Believe this, man, there were two people fornicating at a table and the bouncers were doing nothing. They were doing nothing. And I remember sitting there thinking to myself, wow, the game really has changed. It's different. Like, that would have never happened. There was a girl dancing on a table. They were pouring liquor on her. She was taking off her panties, showing everybody.
It's demonic shit, bro.
Dude, it never happened before like that. I never saw that 10 years ago. But it all goes back. It all goes back to Crowley. So let's just hear a little bit more on Crowley, because he really did set the table for this.
Was a sin. He became a preacher instead and passionately evangelized the teachings of a fundamentalist Christian group called the Plymouth Brethren. They taught young Edward to live life as simply as possible, and that men, they only existed in order to serve God. Any form of excess, whether it was spending money, dressing in nice clothes, or eating more than was absolutely necessary, was considered a sin, and the temptation to indulge in anything was seen as the work of the devil. When he was very young, Edward looked up to his father and wanted to become a preacher just like him. He obeyed his
parents. So he started off with Christianity.
Yeah, but he went off the deep end real quick, man, even at a young age. He went off the deep end. He started
parents every demand, and instead of going outside to play with the other children, he instead studied the Bible. As you might imagine, this did not make him a very popular boy in school, and he was bullied mercilessly by the other children. His father, he died of tongue cancer when he was only 11, and he was left in the care of his overzealous mother. Living under such harsh conditions on a daily basis made Edward very sick. The doctors said that he was so weak he would die within just a few months if no changes were made. Thankfully, his uncle stepped in and suggested that maybe the boy needed to live in the countryside. Edward.
So it's going into his earlier life here, but
in March 1904, okay, he went to the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid of Giza, okay? And he started doing all these rituals, okay? And this is when he was contacted by a being called Lam. He never called it an alien. He drew the painting. If you want to pull it up on Google, it looks
right, but it resembles a gray.
It looks exactly like a gray, okay? And they were doing these rituals and all this stuff. And like I said, his disciples, Jack Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard, they all ended up spinning off versions of that. And then other versions came after that, known as the New Age era here in America, with the hippies and zoning out and all that stuff and psychedelics and tapping into this sorcery, bro. It's nothing more than black magic, communicating with the demonic realm. When you play these games, okay, with that realm, they're going to give you power. They're going to do things. Their influence is throughout all of Hollywood, throughout all of music today. Right. It is not normal. Put the lyrics on. Listen, man, I loved hip-hop growing up. But really, now I can't listen to it. It destroys your soul, bro. It destroys your soul. You're listening to nonsense. You're listening to filth. And if you don't think that affects your psyche as a child, you're hearing this.
It's frequency wrapped with intention.
It's so aggressive. It's a demonic weapon, okay? It is literally music, if it is not used the right way, is a big power that it has over the masses. I mean, look at it, man. Everyone's pumping the music, loud, aggressive, dancing, dressing disgusting. Everything is about me, 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 me. Aleister Crowley's message was, do as thou will. Meaning, as a Satanist, we don't have to feel guilty about anything. We can do anything we want. We can be anything we want. There are
which
no
is
limitations.
The, which is the ideology today. I'm not. Which is exactly what's happening today. It's all about me, me, me. What makes me feel good? That's their religion.
It's the same thing the devil promised Adam. Peace and blessings be upon the first human being. If you eat this fruit, you will be a god. They want you to believe that you can do anything.
So let me ask you this, Beck. Do you think maybe the apple was a symbol and it was actually something? Could it have been psychedelics he gave Adam? Could it have just been a word that he gave Adam?
We don't know if it was really an apple, man. We know it was a fruit. It might have resembled more of a pomegranate. But the bottom line is it was a fruit. It was the forbidden tree. God gave Adam eternal life. He gave him everything. He's in paradise. What's interesting, though, when you think about it, imagine this. In paradise, he has everything, and yet he still asks God to make him a woman, you know, to make him a mate, you know, to have someone to keep him company. He wanted someone. He was lonely. It's pretty interesting when you think about it from that perspective. But
let's go back to Aleister real quick.
He
right here.
Promised him the same crap. Okay.
God and Satan fought for my soul those long 3 hours. Let's just pick up right here and see what he says.
All those long 3 hours, God conquered. Now I have only one doubt left. Which of the twain was God? When Crowley graduated high school, he was sent away to Cambridge, where he introduced himself to his new classmates as Aleister Crowley. He joined the chess club and was able to win several competitions. In 1898, when Aleister was 22 years old, he fell in love with a fellow classmate, Herbert Jerome Pollitt. Very few people in the school knew that Herbert had an alter ego dressing in drag in private nightclubs as Diane de Rougy.
Wow. Well, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
It didn't just start because that's what they want.
Wow.
The crossing of dimensions, the crossing of sexes, the crossing confusion. Of our species.
Yes, so be careful
there. The crossing of our species with their species. Okay?
Wow.
And you got to go in. Like I've said this to your audience. I say it to mine all the time. You have to study these people's lives for you to understand their impact on politics, society, the elites, why we are where we are. Secret agendas. This has been going on. They've been communicating with that dimension. And that dimension, to have loyalty, they demand certain things that we can't even say on this channel.
Yeah.
Okay, we know it's related to children and stuff and what comes out of your body when you get a cut and stuff like that. You understand?
And Beck, gotta stop you right there, folks. I gotta take another commercial break. If you're enjoying this, please like, share, or subscribe to the video. We're doing our best to wake people up with what we can do on FluffTube. All right, folks, get your canola dying. If you suffer from any type of daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about the root cause of pain is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are natural, and we are all searching for effective ways to relieve pain without side effects and addiction. Let's be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opiate crisis. You may even be affected personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I am talking about Anolidine, folks. The 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, Canolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It's so powerful, it was even used extensively by UFC fighters, and those guys know a thing or two about pain. Now get this, Clint explains how Canolidine is the only compound on Earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in just days, folks. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's like all my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints, muscles all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Canolidine does not make me feel the least bit groggy or drugged up. I feel great, alert, and focused for the day ahead. And the best news is Canolidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, folks. Canolidine is absolutely the best and the future of pain relief. So if you're dealing with pain, make sure to click on the link below and check out Clint's amazing informative report on 100% made, American-made Canolidine. The innovation is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief. 1/10 the cost of pain pills. Now, here's the best part. If you click right now, today, you can access the Canolidine product in the world, the best Canolidine product in the world, for less than a dollar a day. Click the link, folks. Trikono.com/Nino. Get on it. It cures pain. It also, for me, makes me emotionally feel better. So, Beck, you know, all roads lead to this guy. It's obvious.
Here's another piece.
What's
Here's
that?
Another piece. Here's another piece for you.
Go ahead.
Jack Parsons. Here it is on his own. Go pull up his, read about these guys' lives, man. In January 1939, John and Francis Baxter, a brother and sister who had befriended Jack and Helen Parsons, took Jack to the Church of Thelema on Winona Boulevard, Hollywood, where he witnessed the performance of the Gnostic Mass. Celebrants of the church, that's Aleister Crowley's church in Hollywood. Celebrants of the church had included Hollywood actor John Carradine, and gay rights activist Harry Hay. Okay, we're talking about 1939, brother.
Way back then.
Okay, Parsons was intrigued. Now, he's on the cover of Sgt. Lonely Pepper's band, Beatles album. This impact through Disney. You saw what was released about Disney this week with, you know, our boy over there, O'Keefe. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. This is not by accident. It's the Magic Kingdom. The Magic Kingdom. Bippity boppity boop. Preconditioning your children, preconditioning you that you can do anything and you can be godlike and to follow your desires. Someone that believes in God submits their desire to obey the Creator. Even if they don't agree, they believe in the wisdom and the knowledge of God that if I have lust, this destroys society. It does destroy society. We are seeing a generation of bastards. That's what this is. When we wonder what did the 60s, what kind of impact did it have? The new age impact. Here it is. 50-60% divorce rate. 50-60% of children born out of wedlock. 90% of violent crime committed by single parent homes. Children don't know who they're. You want to know what the impact is? You say there's something wrong with the world, but I just can't put my finger on it? It's the lust. It's the deadly sins that we've allowed to become normal. The music tells us. Bang them in, I get some money, Cardi B. Bang them in, I get some money. This is how we're going to teach our daughters. Yeah. This is the message that we're teaching our youth. Bang them in, I get some money. Bang, so sell myself for money. That's what I should sell, my soul, my morality, everything. But it's okay, because the aliens, they're going to come. They're going to save us. I truly believe the reason they're declassifying all of this information, showing us videos of UAPs and UFOs, is because like you, either the CERN project or something that's right behind
Project it, Blue Beam, whatever it is, hologram,
whatever
technology.
It is, they have figured out a way, I truly believe, to open a portal between that world and this world. Christianity talks of a bottomless pit where these demonic forces spread throughout the earth right before Christ comes back. Bottomless pit. There's stories in Islam of Gog and Magog. Also in Judaism and in Christianity, you have Gog and Magog. Very important for people to study this. I can't go into detail. Some people believe Gog and Magog have already appeared and taken over all the world and all the governments, and you can trace where they may have come from. I can't get into detail, neither can you on FluffTube. But
let's go to dinoscorner.tv and go into this deeper. I'm going to play a little bit more here of this video.
Crowley wrote a love poems about Herbert, and they are filled with anguish about his wish to be with him. Clearly, his bisexuality was even more motivation to reject Christianity. In the eyes of the church, his love for Herbert was considered to be an abomination. After graduating from university, Alistair inherited the Crowley family fortune, and he could finally do whatever he wanted. He began to hire female prostitutes nearly every day, and he bought books on the occult. He was writing dirty poetry and publishing them overseas under a pen name. When he was in his early 20s, he found out that he was not alone in his fascination with the occult and the possibility that magic could be real. He joined a group of aspiring wizards called the Order of the Golden Dawn, which had famous members like poet William Butler Yeats and Bram Stoker, the author of Dracula. They claimed...
So this guy just rebelled from Christianity.
This is in the beginning, man. This is not even once he gets to the U.S. and does all this stuff, man.
That they had translated ancient Egyptian texts, old grimoires filled with ancient spells, and Jewish mysticism from the Kabbalah. They believed that they could perform real magic, communicate with angels, and get to know their inner soul. When he showed up to his first meeting of the Order of the Golden Dawn, Crowley was wearing a disguise and introduced himself as Count Vladimir Svarev. He was still afraid that his family would find out that he was dabbling in the occult, and he did not want to ruin his reputation. No one was convinced of his costume, though, because he was a baby-faced youth wearing a false mustache and speaking in a terrible Russian accent. Later on in life, Aleister Crowley actually became a secret agent for the British government during World War I.
Wow. So he did become a secret
agent. It's all there. You want to know how we got to where we are in this world? Study the life of him, Jack Parsons. Look at here, just to add to this. Parsons became more rigorously engaged in Aerojet day-to-day business in an effort to resolve the weariness. Okay, he's the father of rocketry. Okay, both had received allegations of a black magic cult involved in sexual orgies. One complaint was with a 16-year-old, while neighbors reported a ritual involving a naked pregnant woman jumping through fire. After Parsons explained that the lodge was simply an organization dedicated to religious and philosophical speculation, neither agency found evidence of illegal activity and came to the conclusion that the lodge constituted no threat to national security. Having been a long-term heavy user of alcohol and marijuana, Parsons now habitually used heavier drugs. He continued to have sexual relations with multiple women, including McMurty's fiance Claire. When Parsons paid... Brother, it's all here. And that's why... this agenda to convince humanity they were created by aliens is nothing more than a reinvention of this movement.
It's demonic deception.
Demonic deception. They've been working with that realm. The elites work with that realm. You can sell your soul. It's real, Nino.
Yeah.
We know that during the time of Babylon, God sent angels down to test humanity. We'll teach you this knowledge. We are only a test, but if we teach you, yes, you will have power in this world, but you lose the hereafter. And they would sell their souls. And they would turn these into books.
They craved that power so badly.
They turned them into books. During the time of Solomon, he found out what was going on. He told them, if I find out anyone's doing witchcraft, they will be immediately executed. He rounded up all the manuscripts. Legend has it. He rounded up the manuscripts and the books, and it was buried under the Temple Mount, where today the mosque stands on top, below that. Legend has it, when the Knights of Templar went into the Temple Mount, beneath it, they found the manuscripts, and shortly after, the first worldwide banking system was created. Coincidence? I think not.
Well, here it is. You can see Jimmy Page, lead guitarist for Led Zeppelin, purchased Crowley's home.
The lead guitarist of Led Zeppelin purchased Crowley's home on Loch Ness. He claims that the house was truly haunted by Crowley's demons. Thank you. Aleister Crowley's first wife was a woman named Rose Edith Kelly. When they met, she was a young widow who was engaged to a man that her parents chose for her. Crowley convinced her to elope with him instead, after only knowing each other for just one day, so that he could prevent her from entering into this arranged marriage. They ran away on a spur-of-the-moment honeymoon to Egypt together. Crowley brought Rose into a dark cave and began reciting his spells. He was reading from a book called Gota, the Lesser Key of Solomon. The idea was that he would summon an Egyptian god, Horus. He went through his chants when Rose's head suddenly fell back. She claims that in that moment she had a vision and heard the voice of Horus. Crowley was frustrated with Rose, assuming that she was playing a prank on him. He had been studying the occult and attempting to summon demons and gods for years, and they never appeared to him in any visions. He simply couldn't believe that it was possible for Rose to evoke Horus when she wasn't even trying. But she kept insisting that she truly did see something in the caves, and that the gods had been angry with him up until that point because of his arrogance. Still not believing her, Aleister took her to one of the museums and asked her to point out the god she saw. Rose walked right up to the correct image of Horus, exhibit number 666.
Oh, wow.
Brother, it's so deep, man. And it's just crazy to me. Because people just, we don't have memories past 30 seconds. We all have TikTok brain, man.
Yeah.
TikTok brain. When you look, and then please, audience, please study his life. Study Jack Parsons. Look at this. Look at the connections.
And look at the people that are leading you into this alien agenda now. Look at these people who are mainstream, who are pushing you in that direction.
Parsons continued to hold OTO activities at the parsonage, but began renting rooms at the house to non-Thelemites. Non-Thelemites means people that didn't follow Aleister Crowley originally, including journalist Neeson Himmel, Manhattan Project physicist Robert Cornog, and science fiction artist Louis Goldstone. Parsons attracted controversy in Pasadena for his preferred clientele. As Parsonage resident Alva Rogers recalled in the ads placed in a local paper, Jack specified that only bohemians, artists, musicians, atheists, anarchists, or any other exotic types need to apply for rooms. Okay, they're rejected of society. But look, you're talking about scientists that worked on creating the A-bomb, brother.
Yeah,
I truly believe a lot of this technology is not handed down to us from the aliens, but through black magic, through selling their souls, they gained knowledge that they weren't supposed to have. That through this crossing of the dimensions, human beings interacting with the demonic realm got access to knowledge that we did not have and that we shouldn't have had. Okay, the A-bomb should have never been created.
You can honestly say the purpose of this show is to show that really what we're theorizing here is that, and we have to say it that way, is that all roads lead to this man.
They want to say that we're crazy. Okay, I'm crazy. Go read their lives. Go look at who they're connected to. Go look at what they invented. Go look at what agencies and whatever and whatnot worked with them and financed them. And then you want to talk about Germany. We won't use the N-word, but Germany, they were in the occult also. How do you think they got some of that technology? I mean, they weren't Christian. You know, the leaders weren't. I can't speak for all the German people at that time, but the people at the top, heavily into the occult, heavily into taking psychedelics. It's all there. And then we brought them here after the war. Why are they all connected to this guy? This guy who tells you, follow your own desires. Basically, you can be your own god. Okay, satanic shit. And what is it all?
It's all morphed into this new age.
And what does it all revolve around? You know, magic. It sounds crazy to say it, but as a Christian,
love manifest.
As a Christian, as a Muslim, as a Jew, you have to believe. One of the tenets of Islam is you actually have to believe that the devil's real and that black magic is real. If you don't believe black magic is real, you're not considered a believer. It's actually a tenement of faith, and I believe it's the same for Christianity. If you do not believe in the demonic realm and that Satan exists and that black magic is real, you cannot truly call yourself a believer in God, because we are told in his books that this stuff exists.
You have to know. You have to know.
People sold their souls in Babylon.
Yeah, you have to know the war that you're in.
Okay, and it all goes back to Babylon.
Let's play this just for a second.
He started a commune in a villa in Italy that he called the Abbey of Thelema. Everyone who lived there was encouraged to do whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted. They took drugs, they had orgies together, and children were running around the grounds naked. One of the rooms in the...
Children.
villa was called the Nightmare Room, where Crowley painted terrifying pictures on the walls. He encouraged his followers to take LSD and stare at the frightening images until they completely lost fear of anything. The neighbors were shocked, and even to this very day, the locals say that the place is haunted by a curse. Rumor has it that the rituals became more and more intense, to the point where they even participated in bestiality. One of Alistair's lovers, a woman named Leah, had a nervous breakdown after this, and she went straight to the British press after she stated that one of the followers died after drinking the blood of a cat. The Italian authorities, they came in and forced the group out of the house and banned them from ever returning. The Abbey of Thelema is still abandoned to this very day, and as we said,
look at that. And brother, we know
this is like, this is just like the beginning of their lives, man.
Yeah.
Okay, look and at how we know dark look at
how many politicians, how many celebrities are following this lockstep right now. I mean, it's
why there's degrees. It's why in that religion that L. Ron Hubbard created, there's certain levels, and you don't find out the real knowledge until you get to the top, and then they tell you there's aliens. Okay, look at, in his own words, Parsons reported paranormal events in the house resulting from the rituals, including poltergeist activity, sightings of orbs. I want to hit the key word there, orbs. Dr. Stephen Greer talks about orbs, and they can summon orbs. The demonic species has different... they're not all the same, okay? Some of them can fly, so they all have different powers, but they're one species of creation created by God. We know they can shapeshift. We know they like to take the shape of reptilians, like
and they
snakes.
Can come in light. They come as light.
They can they're, come.
That's why this is the deception.
So it says here, they were able to summon orbs, ghostly apparitions, okay, affect the weather. Disembodied voices where you hear that demonic throat, you know, like in The Exorcist. This stuff is real, Nino. People don't understand
doesn't,
it.
Doesn't Stephen Greer now, allegedly, doesn't he take people out into the desert and they summon UFOs?
They summon orbs.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if 100% he's in on the plan, okay? He might truly believe it's alien. I don't know. I can't paint him as evil yet. I don't think he's evil. I don't know.
Yeah, but be careful what you say. I mean, it's just like,
yeah, I don't
this
think
is all allegedly. This is allegedly.
I don't think he knows what he's playing with, but I can tell you, you want to talk about orbs? Let's talk about Jack Parsons, the guy that sent us to space, bro. Let's talk about the rockets that went up. Let's talk about how he said, in his own words, Nino Rodriguez, that I saw a dream where a being called Belial Dajjal. He uses the Arabic word for Antichrist, in his own words. I'm not making this up. He says he sees a dream. The Antichrist being came to him and said, you're important to my work. I'm going to help you figure this out. There's a passing of technology through the demonic realm. He's the reason satellites are up, which are going to give power to the Antichrist to control us. So you can't buy anything. You can't survive unless you partake in that system. And to partake in the Antichrist agenda, you have to lose your soul, which is why in Islam and in Christianity, we're going to be starving. You guys, some of you believe you get raptured before that. Some of you believe after it, depending what denomination. But we know that the world is so bad, you're going to wish you were raptured.
Yeah, there's going to be ultimate suffering.
Trials and tribulations where anyone does not partake in the Antichrist system, which is basically being completely built around us. And I believe one of the biggest blocks of that is crypto itself. Crypto. They tell you a story. There's a Japanese wizard. He made Bitcoin. Really? Because if they told people that you're literally building your own prison right now, if you understood how blockchain works, you would never use it even if you made all the money in the world. But everyone sells their own mothers for money today. They have no morals. They don't stand for anything, so they fall for everything.
I strictly stick with gold and silver. And that to me
God's
is
money.
God's money.
It's God's money. Yeah. He commanded us to be paid in metal. He commanded us to get paid in metal. An interest-based system that sucks the blood out of people. 33% interest rates. None of this is by accident. No. All of this was by design. All of this is us not following the commandments we were given. We've all gone astray, the majority of us. I don't care if you're a Christian, Jew, or Muslim. Most are not following what their religions teach them. And there's extremists in all three of them. And to think 100%. That there's not any in that one group that no one could talk about, let's be real for once. There's extremists in every nationality, every race, every religion, every creed. There's groups that believe they're the best and everyone else should suffer and we should take over the world. That's in every group. Okay, so to say that there's none in that group, come on. But getting back to what we talked about here, Billy Carson's, Terrence Howard, that race car driver, the Anunnaki, the ancient aliens, is all an agenda that's been going on a lot longer than most of you have been alive. We're giving you the proof. We don't have time to teach you. You are the one that was given a brain by the Creator. He told you to read. He gave you intellect. That's why he made the demonic realm bow to us. They have different powers, but why did he make them bow to Adam? Because he gave Adam knowledge that they didn't have. And right now, we're only following our desires, which makes us lower than the animals. Because if all we do is eat, drink, suck, and you know what, then we are lower than the beast. And then no one should bow to us. When God gave Adam free will, when a human being chooses to follow the Creator out of his own volition, out of his own obedience to God, he is higher than all other creation created, even the angels.
Back of an ended.
Chooses to.
Back of an ended there, folks. Leave your comments down below. What's your thoughts about this podcast? I think it was stellar. You really brought a beautiful perspective to all this. I'll be having Ellie Marzulli on as well, folks. One of the leading experts in this subject. So
what do you think about that before you sign off, Nino? Could it be that at the time of Pharaoh, either A, those pyramids were built by the demonic realm before humanity?
Oh, I think like I just said.
Or
I
B, said, they used them for the knowledge because we know they did. They were practicing the arts. The same way Jack Parsons
tells
you.
I think our dimensions have always been blended.
They're parallel.
And we have free will to summon whoever we want to summon. And these
at
demons are very clever.
At a price.
Right. At a price. Soul. There's a price for everything. 100%.
Your soul.
And your soul is the ultimate treasure for this. This is it. That's the ultimate price right there. That's the ultimate price is your soul. So, yes, I think the veil is very thin. I think there's a lot of people. I see them all the time. I see them out in parks. I see them doing wizardry. I see that this New Age movement is huge. It goes hand in hand
with
movement. The whole thing.
Oh, another person, and maybe I get him on your show one day, and I love him. He's an amazing human being. Okay, he's a very good friend of mine. His name is Eric Nice. He was the first reality television star ever in America. He was on the first season of The Real World MTV.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, he used to host The Grind. Remember The Grind, the dance show on MTV?
Yeah.
He's an amazing human being. He talks about the Galactic Federation, aliens. Okay, he does ayahuasca trips and all that stuff. And I love him. And he really does care about people and he helps them. And like he's an amazing human being. I love him. But me and him are not on the same page. And I know when people are tripping on ayahuasca, I know they are interacting.
So I've thought of it as a powerful tool or a medicine at one point, and I'm starting to change my mind on that. My audience knows I'm very transparent. I love bringing guests on that challenge my beliefs, that challenge me, so I can change my perspective. I love to be proven wrong. So yeah, now I am leaning towards that is.
Ask yourself,
since that takes you into the demonic realm.
Ask yourself a question. Everyone I know, and I have some very close friends that have gone into that world, okay? Eric's one of them. I've never spoken. But I have another friend I won't mention. He's literally my best friend. He talks about this stuff like it's God, okay?
Mm-hmm. And that's what's dangerous.
And then he says, you know, listen, they've been begging me, okay? I've been being begged to do this for over 5 years now. Okay, I've known about it for about 10 through Joe Rogan when he first started talking about it. Okay, he had a documentary on DMT and all that stuff. They've been begging me. Do you know why I would never do it, you know? Because I know that the demonic realm does not like me.
There are people that I know.
They're waiting for me on the other side.
Let me
tell you, why do you need a shaman for? Nino, why do you need a shaman for? They're going to keep the bad spirits away. Don't worry. Why do I need them? If it's not as dangerous as you make it sound spiritually.
No, 100%. I agree with that. Okay. I agree with that.
Why do I need a shaman for?
And then I've talked to many people that have said they feel they have found God through that experience, which I disagree with. I believe it's when you do crossover using that stuff, you do see an entity, and I have never thought it was God. I will say that. I've always thought it's interesting, but I never used ayahuasca and said, oh, I found God. I think that's got, I've never thought that.
You know, peyote and all that. So like, yeah. You know, for me, it's just, it's dangerous. I don't know if I told the story too, but I'll finish it with this. I can't say what movie she was on because then people would narrow it very quickly. I have a very good friend of mine. She was in a big Hollywood film, okay? And I was on Clubhouse. It was an audio app. I used to host rooms with 40, 50,000 people, you know, until they kicked me off for simply talking about what was going on 3 years ago, not even pushing my own thoughts, just having a public discourse, public debate about if another lockdown was going to happen, all that stuff, okay? Make the story short, I did a room on this subject matter, black magic, the evil eye, and demonic, you know, possession. She heard me speaking about it, and then she contacted me privately. She's like, listen, I did ayahuasca, and I've been having nightmares, the worst nightmares I have ever seen in my entire life, like every single night since that day. I said, I think you opened up some type of portal to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, I believe that can happen.
You need to cleanse. You need to baptize, basically, you know, using the Christian terminology. You need to cleanse spiritually with water, pray to God, and never do it again. She did the cleansing with holy water. The next night, she wrote me, I have never slept better in my entire life. Thank you. She prayed to God and cleansed. And
beautiful.
Now you tell me, why did the nightmares stop all of a sudden? She had them literally every day. Okay, because the reason some people don't have bad experiences with ayahuasca, and it's more from I guess, you know, in the Muslim perspective. Remember, we don't think the entire demonic realm is evil. They have free will too. We weren't the first ones made with free will. That's why the devil was able to not obey the commandment to bow to Adam. The angels all bowed. They had no choice. He lived amongst the angels. He was never an angel. That realm has the ability to travel. And what we believe is that then God created a permanent firmament between their species and the heavens so they couldn't steal knowledge or wisdom from God. Because they would try to fly up and eavesdrop on heaven. They had that power, the demonic realm, and they had the power to shapeshift and transport materials, you know, quicker than the blink of an eye. We know this through Solomon. The bottom line is, regardless of which perspective you want to follow, Christian or Muslim, in essence, it's the same. The tactics are the same. The end goal is the same. Black magic is real in both religions, all three really. And we know that the ancient civilizations practiced the arts through sacrifice. Pharaoh did it. It's in the Bible. It's in the Quran. This is my theory, that those pyramids were inspired or built directly by the demonic realm. Maybe God locked them in a different dimension when Adam came down, parallel to ours. They're definitely parallel. The question is, are they fully into this one yet? You and I seem to agree we might be right on the cusp of what is known as the bottomless pit in Christianity, where they are released onto this earth.
Oh, I think it's happening now.
And we start to see aliens and orbs.
It's happening now.
UFOs.
It's happening now.
And they're
going
to tell you, look, they cured death. There's no God. Like, we created you so that all of us fall astray. They win. We lose. God never loses because God doesn't need us. This is not a war between God. This is a war between us and
them. The ones that are deceived lose. Exactly. Not everyone will be deceived.
This is a war between our species and theirs. This is not God wins or the devil's. No, God doesn't need us. God created us. He loves us. He guided us. He's the most merciful. But he doesn't need us. He doesn't need our prayers. It's respect to him. No. The reason I'm breathing, you know. So we can go on forever, me and you. I love
no, no,
you.
No. We could do some more.
I hope people study these people.
No, yeah. It's good. Beck, where can people find you, bro?
At BEK Lover NYC, Beck Lover NYC, or you can go to BEK Lover, that's Be Like Boy, BeckLover.com, and you can find all my handles on there. And I'm trying to be a little more mainstream, you know, but I'll always, I got nowhere to hide now.
I got nowhere to hide.
I'm out there, man. I got nowhere to hide. If there's a roundup, I mean, me and you are probably going to be taken.
Let's be careful. All right, let's end it here. Later, folks. Leave your comments down below. Let me know what you thought about this crazy podcast. Give me your thoughts.
It's not that crazy, though.
No, it's not crazy. It's not. It's not
all
crazy.
There. It's all. Go read. Go.
There. Yeah. All right.
See if we're crazy.